Hey guys, it's Rachel.
And Megan.
Coming at you from Bravo HQ in 30 Rock, where digital producers giving you the inside scoop on everything Bravo.
Bravo.
Bravo. So today we're going to be talking about last night's Married to Medicine because it was so good.
How good was it?
Like, smack your mama good. I don't know. So they're in Hawaii still. Dr. Jackie's husband, Curtis, doesn't show up. Ooh. They, like, have a huge fight. He doesn't get on the plane with her. So she's in Hawaii alone on this couple's trip. And then Dr. Darren is supposed to come a couple days late because supposedly he couldn't get his shift covered, which all of the ladies are like, I mean, my husband's an ER doctor, and he could get his shift covered. What's going on, Dr. Darren? And then he doesn't show up again because he missed his connection in L.A.
Ooh.
Again, maybe missed his connection. Air quotes you can't see I'm using.
Yeah, she's using them like crazy right now.
Yeah. So there's like all that drama going on. But amidst that, Dr. Simone thinks it's a great idea to get all the couples together and have kind of like couples therapy and kind of talk about different issues. And then friendship comes up. And Lisa Nicole kind of goes after Heavenly and she's like, you're so mean to me. You talk about my marriage and my husband's affairs. And, like, she has this really intense interview where she talks about being a woman who has gone through infidelity mm-hmm. and that process of forgiveness. And she's like, every day I have to work on trusting my husband. Like, it doesn't go away. Like, every day I have to make that decision to be okay with it, which is just
terrible.
Yeah.
It's also, like, two things. Number one, that she's gotten over it, but now she has to wait for everyone else to get over it. That's right. Not fair. It's none of their business.
Right, and they're constantly talking about
it. And second, what is with the attaching the stigma to the wife that was cheated on?
Right, right. Well, at this point, Toya, this episode, is like, I feel bad for her. At a certain point, as a woman, you have to say, I'm not going to take this anymore. And her husband's like, but for better or for worse, you know? So there's like this whole,
I don't know. It's just like marriage is so personal and it's so different for every couple. Like, you never know what's happening behind closed doors. No. So you just really, I don't know.
That's yeah, but these ladies are all up in each other's business.
Yeah, that's true.
So after that happens, Heavenly goes in the attack for Lisa Nicole and is like, I need you to retract what you said and say, Heavenly, I lied. You are not an alcoholic. Because two episodes ago, she says, A, that she hides her alcohol in her coffee.
And but that's like an ongoing joke, I feel.
Not a joke.
Okay.
It depends on who you ask.
Right.
Lisa Nicole is like jokingly talking about it. But then in her interview says,
Heavenly likes to drink. Heavenly can put a whole bottle of Crown down by herself in 2 hours.
Woo! It's just it's really intense. Like later on, they're like, this is you're going after her business. It's one thing to go after somebody's marriage. One of the husbands is like, I can have all these affairs, but no one's going to, like, question my authority in the operating room. But, like, if someone's like, oh, he's an alcoholic, that affects my business and that affects my money and you're crossing a line. But then it goes further. So then Toya's like, the only reason I ever call your husband gay is because you bring up my husband. So that whole conversation starts again. It's just, like, a mess. This Hawaii, like, romantic couples Hawaii trip. I mean, it is crazy. If you haven't watched it, I can't encourage you to watch it more. It is so good. And then at the end, Dr. Simone has this like beautiful lay ceremony where her, Dr. Jackie, Quad, and Mariah, who have all lost their fathers within the past year, say goodbye to their dads. And it's like so beautiful. And I cried. And this episode was epic.
So whatever your plans were for this 3-day weekend, cancel them and binge this show.
Yes. You can watch on BravoTV.com and using the Bravo Now app and do it because it's so good. It really is. I'm like not lying.